Hey everyone, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is episode number one, and what we are going to do with this podcast is take a thought from a chapter in the Bible and expound on it for a few minutes just so that you have something good to think about to start your day, to end your day, or even just in the middle of your day. So where our thought is going to come from now is from Psalm 9, and it's this idea of giving thanks. So just listen to this. This is Psalm 9, verse 1. It says, "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds." Now, have you ever wondered what is the secret to being happy? Right? You have days where you're just frustrated and you think, why do I feel this way? Why can I not get out of this slump? And I think the secret, what God tells us, the message that God gives to us for how we can be happy is right here in Psalm 9, verse 1. "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds." Now just think about that. Think about how it would change your life if that verse colored everything you did. "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart." Right, so just imagine you're getting in your car to go to school, or you're getting in your car to go to work, and you're thinking, wow, I'm thankful that I have a car. Or I'm thankful that I have a school to go to. Or I'm thankful that I have a job, right? Just think about how that would change everything. You know, you might normally go outside and think, wow, it's cold. That's frustrating, right? Or you might think, wow, I wish I had a different car to go to school in. But if you instead thought about what you were thankful for, and you thanked God for it, you'd be happy. I guarantee you that you would be happy. "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds." Now, just to give you one further thing to think about is I don't think that this verse is just telling us, you know, to be thankful all the time. That's part of it. But when you think about the second part of this verse where it says, "I will recount all of your wonderful deeds," that means that we are actively thinking about and telling people, right? Recounting to them. We are telling people what God has done. So that means we have to have what God has done in our mind. Right? So this is telling us that really the secret to being happy, we got to be thankful, and not only that, we have to be thinking about amazing things that God has done, not just for us, right? But I'm talking about amazing things that God has done all throughout Scripture. You know, think about how he saved the Israelites from the Egyptians. Think about how he rescued his people from Haman's evil plot. Think about how he raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, right? We have to have these things on our mind. And when we're thinking about them, when those things become real and just a part of our thoughts and who we are, then we're going to be giving thanks. And then we're going to be happy. And we will rejoice. You know what we're told in Thessalonians? Let's just close with this. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, listen to how the Apostle Paul writes this. He says, "Rejoice always." Right? In everything, you're supposed to be joyful. But listen to what he goes on to say, because he tells us how. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing," right? So we are praying to God, asking him for things, but in your prayers, you don't just ask, right? You praise, you thank. So here's the same idea, right? And you can see the connection in where he says, "Rejoice." Because we're praying all the time. And the very next thing he says is, "Give thanks in all circumstances." This is the secret to being happy. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. And so when we can fill our day with thankfulness, imagine how it would change everything. Thanks for listening, and Lord willing, we will join with you again in 2 weeks with another thought from Scripture on the Magnify Him Together podcast.